I mean, if this is a bulletin who has a story about the early pioneers in Thompson Creek, this is bulletin.
It was in August 1928. I arrived in the hamlet of Dalton Creek. Having come from Edinburgh, Scotland earlier, I spent a short time in Montreal with relatives and then in Edmonton with Scottish friends. Coming from there over the Northern Alberta Railway was quite a journey. Disembarking at Grand Prairie and then by car to Dalton Creek was another experience. I really thought I'd come to the end of the world then. I married Mr. W.S. Vaughan, father of two lovable children who had lost a mother. This was my purpose in coming to Canada. At that time, Dalton Creek was a very small community. The shopping center, if you could call it that, consisted of two general stores, the Co-op, run by the late Mr. Holder and Fred Newby, and W.O. Harper's store. He also was the fur buyer. At these stores, the farmers, drovers, etc. congregated and had a real visit together at weekends and off-seasons. Neil Day was another highlight. A very small, lean-to building was our post office then, run by the late Mr. Grohl, the druggist. Previous to this, mail was delivered to the hotel dining room and people collected it there. The mail carrier was Mr. Cadona. He was postmaster at Kilkenny District. People there called at his home for letters. He and his wife drove a horse and buggy, winter and summer, over the route. When rumors started about the railway being extended from Hythe to Dalton Creek, new settlers arrived, and one day I counted the total inhabitants at Dalton Creek. It boasted of 50 people. My husband commented, "My, but it is growing." The other stores were livestock stores, saddlery, butcher shop, and blacksmith shop. The latter two were located on the east bank of the creek, side by side, and when shopping for meat, and if you found the butcher wasn't there, the blacksmith obliged, he could come and cut a chunk of meat. And one didn't have to be too fussy, you had to take what he gave. There was also a flour mill on our land just behind the house, and many farmers and us had wheat ground. I think 50 bushels made enough flour for baking to last 6 months at least. Then we got the cream of wheat, bran, second flour, and also shorts for the animal's mash. During the Depression days in 1930, this was a godsend. We had a large vegetable garden which I attended, and butchered our own meat and pork, but I had to learn how to can and preserve most of it, and also how to make bread from our flour. Some kind neighbors told me I couldn't from new flour, it should be aged, they said. However, I proved otherwise, and always got good results. There were two hotels in Dalton Creek, the Dalton and the Queen. The former was moved over to the new site, just where the present one is now. The other, a newer building, was dismantled and a house built with the lumber from it. This house is still standing on 103rd Avenue. It was something to see when these large buildings were moved over to the new town. The Co-op especially, by rollers and horses pulling. This work was done by the late Mr. McQueen and his son, and a person could shop at the store and route. There was a community hall where social affairs were held, and on Sunday a religious service when we were fortunate enough to have a student preacher, or with the Van Girls. They were the Anglican Sunday School by Post Girls, Miss Hazel and Miss Sale, who conducted and organized and did wonderful work with preaching and teaching. They asked me one summer to carry on the Sunday School, which I did, until our Anglican church was built. This small church was moved over to the new town and on the site where our present one is. The United Church built on the same block just south of it. But as the population increased, so the buildings did, and the United Church built a larger one west of town, the new town, which is still standing there. Mr. Bullen was a cattle buyer for many years and travelled to various places north of the Peace River and surrounding ranches. The cattle were assembled in the stockyards at our farms, and the cattle drovers and ranch hands slept the night at our house. Then the cattle were driven next day over the Spirit River Trail to the end of the hill and put on the train for Sutton to Edmonton Stockyards. That was a long haul and a strenuous but one for the drovers. However, the rails were laid and in 1950 the trains were here, new stockyards built up near the elevators in Newtown, and that part of the work finished for us. Mr. Bullen had the butcher's shop at that time, and he got involved in that work. Another big project we had was to get a hospital for Dawson Creek. A committee was formed, Mr. Bullen was chairman, and he and the late Father Saran canvassed the whole area, and with the support of the merchants, got everyone interested in donating time and money. This was in 1931, and by November 30, 1932. I might add that the volunteer labor at that time for the hospital, the men got this big sum of $1 a day, and often they handed over 50 cents of the donation. The small auxiliary we formed, the ladies' auxiliary, they worked diligently and put on sales and raffles, dances, etc., etc., to raise the money to pay off the debt. And we did after that 10 years of hard work. That hospital was badly needed. 20 beds were always in use, and during that disastrous explosion in 1942 that was bursting at the seams, cots and beds had to be put up in the corridors. The Sisters of Providence did a wonderful work there with the small staff. So the community grew and a larger hospital was needed. In 1958, plans were being made to get a new hospital, and in 61, this was realized when a 100-bed hospital was opened. Another era was the building of the Hart Highway to Prince George. This opened the country up even more. Then the building of the Alaska Highway as a wartime measure. The influx of American troops and contractors made our new town into a bustling city of over 3,000. In 1942, Mr. Bullen passed away, and 6 months after, the government acquired our land for an emergency airport, and the oldest boy was called up for the army. We moved into town after disposing of cattle, horse, etc., and my life took another direction. I had to find a job to keep things going. Our livelihood had gone. My daughter Anne got temporary work at the post office during the boom after school. Then later she left for Business College in Edmonton. My son, now 11 years, had to attend school and be fed. So I got daughter Anne's job at the post office and was a postal work for 20 years after that. The federal government had taken this over from the Edmonton District Office. So now I was a civil servant. And looking back over these 46 years, I found that life has been a challenge, but a satisfying feeling that I have achieved something. I've been happy in all spheres. The old days in the old hamlet of Dawson Creek were good, and we had time then, even a little busy, to meet and visit with our neighbors. It was a good life.
Thank you.